Dr. Bhubendra, Bob, Rasaya has been, and continues to be, a vital member of Sault Ste. Marie's medical community. He has worked as a pathologist in the Sault since 1971. Pathologists examine body tissues, and through tests, help diagnose diseases in order to help other physicians determine a course of treatment for their patients. They also perform autopsies when required to determine cause of death and assist police in criminal investigations. I would say pathology is the basis of medicine, Rasaya said, discussing highlights of his life and career with Sue today. It deals with health from the beginning of life to the end of life. You're able to make a diagnosis based on a biopsy which determines medical treatment and saves lives. Pathology is also a very fertile area for research, Rasaya said, adding there have been many advances in pathology in the 50 years he has practiced medicine. Those advances have included the use of automation to replace manual tests. Born and raised in Malaysia, Rasaya graduated from medical school at St. George's University in London, England. When I discussed my future with my father, he said, I know your passion is to become a pilot, but I will be sending you to England to become a doctor as two of your brothers are already learning to fly. Rasaya arrived in England at 15 and took a train to Surrey, where his British secondary school was located. There, the college dean told him he could earn admittance to medical school if he worked hard. After attending the University of Bristol, he studied medicine at St. George's University in London. I was very thrilled when I was informed I was chosen to be trained in pathology at St. George's University in London. I had the opportunity to train students from London, Oxford and Cambridge, and after 4 years I became a lecturer in chemical pathology. I already had a small family to take care of, so I branched into general pathology. It became the profession of my choice, Rasaya said. While in the United Kingdom in 1971, he was informed that across the Atlantic Ocean, at the General Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, a locum pathologist was needed. After a short time in the Sault, Rasaya accepted a permanent pathologist position at the hospital. I couldn't miss that opportunity, Rasaya said. I think the most significant reward in pathology is making an accurate diagnosis. That leads to correct treatment for the patient and saves patients' lives, Rasaya said of his work. I think one thing I would say to any young student who is aspiring to be a doctor would be to be confident, have a positive attitude and tell yourself that you can make it, Rasaya said. Apart from taking the necessary courses in the sciences while in high school, Rasaya encourages young people with medical ambitions to participate in volunteer work, especially in the healthcare field, such as at a hospital or shadowing a healthcare professional. Other extracurricular activities are important, like sports and music. Those are things that medical schools look for in applicants. Finally, you'll be required to demonstrate that you're capable of dealing with high-pressure decisions. These are the salient points that I think youngsters should be aware of if they want to embark on a medical career. Rasaya has written many reports for medical journals over the years, but what many don't know is that he has authored a book on Second World War aviation, entitled The Formidable Air Forces of World War II. That part of history has fascinated him since he was a child in Malaysia, observing Allied planes in flight and remembering Japan's occupation of his homeland. The book can be purchased online. It took me 20 years to write, but it was very satisfying to me, Rasaya said. It was a lifelong ambition and I was able to achieve it. I'm happy with it. He enjoyed a visit to the Sault Ste. Marie Airport, in 2016, of two vintage United States Air Force bombers from the Second World War. I was able to fly in the front of a B-17 bomber and a B-25 bomber when they came to the Sault. That was a highlight. Even though I was never a pilot, I was able to fly in those vintage planes. Rasaya is still working full-time at Sault Area Hospital 50 years on, as his skills are still much needed. He appreciates his profession, those he works with at Sault Area Hospital and the Sault and area in general. Rasaya also acknowledges the role that the Sault Area Hospital Foundation plays in raising funds and securing donations from individuals and businesses in the community. Those funds needed for the purchase of expensive medical equipment. I have the unique opportunity to work with many talented individuals at Sault Area Hospital, which include my colleagues in the department, medical technologists, physicians, nurses, volunteers, staff, and members of the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service and opposite. That's a very important part of my work. I think Sault Ste. Marie and the outlying district is beautiful. I love the people, Risaya said.